Hi, this is Michael Palermo, and this series is all about developing for Windows 8 in half the time. And today we're going to address how is it that you can develop for device features that you really like if your device doesn't support those things? And I mean, for example, what if you don't have the right screen resolution, or your screen doesn't support touch, or you don't support geolocation, or you can't just turn your notebook computer like this and see it in portrait mode? We're going to find out how you can still develop even if you don't have that device using the simulator. Let's see what I'm talking about. In a previous episode, I created a project called Demo Media Queries, but it's really not relevant. In fact, any project could be in your Solution Explorer right now. The main attraction here has to deal with how you're running your application. In this example, we can see here that I'm running in the context called Local Machine. What we want to do instead is select Simulator. The simulator gives us the ability to test features even if our PC doesn't support it. So now that I've selected Simulator, I'm going to execute my app in the context of that simulator. So our application is now running in the simulator, and I can definitely interact with it. For example, I can grab this from the top, and I can see how it's going to look if I put it into a snap view over here, which was the benefit of the previous episode. I can also see how it will look in fill view or in full view. But what about testing things that go beyond the abilities of my PC? Well, first of all, I want you to know I can hit this Windows key or Start key here and have access to all the apps that are already loaded on this PC. And if I wanted to use touch, I can move over here and click the basic touch mode and basically pan across as if I'm touching the screen. Or if I want to do a more complicated gesture, I could use this one here, which will allow me to pinch and zoom. So using the mouse wheel, I'm kind of going up with the mouse wheel. Now I'm clicking down and rolling it down so I can simulate a pinch. Now I'm going to hold down the right key again, or the left key, excuse me, and then zoom back up, and that's how I can do the multi-touch as well. If I go back to basic touch mode, you'll also see that I can use some of the gesture features like swiping an application in from the side. And I can come in over here, and I can swipe in from this side to pull in the charms bar and the time and so forth, so I really have that touch thing. The other thing that I really enjoy about this is I can change the screen resolution here. So if I click that, and let's say I want to see how this will look on, let's say, a 27-inch monitor. I can click here. It's going to reload itself. And this is how it looks. You'll notice that that photo is filling that screen and that my font size appears to be smaller, but it's actually appropriate to the proportion of that size of a screen. I'm going to select it back to a 1366 by 768. And another thing that you can do is resize the simulator itself. So I can bring this down to something like this. And the reason why I'm doing this is I also want to show how you can switch the different modes from landscape to portrait. So I'm going to click here, which says rotate clockwise 90 degrees. And as you can see, it filled the screen and showed me what this will look like in a portrait mode. I couldn't do that with my notebook, just turning it on its side. I'll switch it back. And another feature you might really like is the ability to set the geolocation. If your device doesn't support it, you can just manually put in the latitude and the longitude and the altitude, and you can simulate your location there as well. Also gives you the ability to say, hey, I'd like to get a screenshot of where I'm at right now. So if you're developing and you don't have a device that supports all these great features, don't let it hold you back. Use the simulator within Visual Studio 2012, and you can actually develop for devices and all their cool features.